Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dilleman, lead pastor at ACAC. I told Greg before we began taping today that perhaps we should entitle this series 91 Weeks in Search of References to the Holy Spirit. And I say that jokingly because, as you know, if you've been listening, I think this is week six of successive weeks in which there has not been a single direct reference to the Holy Spirit. I believe this is the last of that series of weeks because next week our readings include about five chapters from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And you know we're going to encounter direct references to the Holy Spirit there. Our readings this week included some chapters from the book of 1 Kings in the Old Testament. And as I was reading chapter 10, it occurred to me that while I don't in any way, shape, or fashion believe it was intended to be this, I believe the story in the first part of chapter 10 can serve as a picture of one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me read it to you from the Revised Standard Version. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, fame due to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels bearing spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that was on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from the king that he could not explain to her. When the queen of Sheba had observed all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his valets, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. So she said to the king, "The report was true that I heard in my own land of your accomplishments and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes had seen it. Not even half had been told me. Your wisdom and prosperity far surpass the report that I heard." The verse that described the Queen of Sheba as having no more spirit in her could be translated, "What she saw took her breath away." Remember, the word for spirit is also the word for breath. In the Greek, it's the word pneuma, beginning with a P-N-E, pneuma. When she saw and when she heard, it took her breath away. And it occurred to me that, again, this is something of a picture. I don't think an intended one, but I don't think I'm going beyond the boundaries to read this into it. A picture of how the Holy Spirit deals with us. Let me explain why. Sheba, the Queen of Sheba, begins the story having heard about Solomon, but having serious reservations. And in many ways, isn't that a picture of all of us before we come to faith in Christ? We have heard the Lord's name. We have heard people testify to great things and the great things that he has done and his awesome power and his mercy and his grace and his comfort and his wisdom and his faithfulness. We have heard the reports. But we have heard the reports from afar. We have not seen those things with our own eyes. We have not heard them with our own ears. And so we start out asking hard questions. And in our asking of questions, we are really testing to see if this God is really as good as build. If he really is everything that people say he is, or if it's been exaggerated, or worse yet, the reports are false. And so we come with our questions. We come with our doubts. And the Holy Spirit then begins to show us. He shows us the splendor of God. He shows us the wisdom of God. He uncovers the truth that is embedded in the Word of God, but that is not seen until the Holy Spirit opens our understanding. And the Holy Spirit, like Solomon of old, tells us what is on our mind, because he knows the very thoughts and intentions of our heart. Like Solomon, he answers all our questions. You notice I read that phrase, there was nothing hidden from King Solomon that he could not explain to the Queen of Sheba. In the same way, there is nothing hidden to the Holy Spirit of God. And when we come with our questions and our doubts, he shows us the realities about God, but he shows us the realities about ourselves. And we begin to recognize how much the Holy Spirit knows us, that in frankness, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And so we end up, if we're listening and if we're open, echoing the words of the Queen of Sheba. The report was true and then some. But I didn't believe it until I came and saw it with my own eyes. And now I realize what I had heard wasn't even the half of it. It's far greater than it was reported to me. We begin life doubting. We begin life with questions. We begin life with skepticism. But when we open our hearts to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he answers our questions. He makes it clear he knows exactly what's on our mind. He makes it clear there is nothing hidden from him. And he does so until we come to the recognition that the God who created us, who died for us in Christ and rose again, is greater than anything we could have imagined, greater than all the reports that we had received. That, my friends, that picture of Solomon showing the Queen of Sheba that all she heard was true, I think is an unintended but wonderful picture of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He shows us that the things of God, as remarkable as they sound, are indeed true. We become aware he knows our innermost thoughts and our innermost being. We realize that he can tell us exactly what's in our heart and on our mind. And if our hearts are open to his grace, then we come to the place where, like the Queen of Sheba, we have to say, this is greater than what was reported to me. And I want you to notice, she responded by giving lavish, lavish gifts to Solomon. He didn't need the lavish gifts that she gave. He was extremely wealthy himself. Remember, that's what literally took her breath away. All of his holdings and his wisdom and his servants, it took her breath away. So he didn't need her gifts. But in her appreciation for who he was, she just had to express it with the giving of things of value. And when the Holy Spirit's work has progressed in us, we want to give things of value to the Lord, not because he needs them, but because anything less would not adequately express our appreciation for the majesty and the power and the wisdom and the goodness that we have found. So no direct reference in this week's readings, and again, next week that changes, but a picture, a story that I think clearly illustrates what the Holy Spirit wants to do in you and in me, namely, he wants us to see God in his glory. He wants us to see God as he truly is, so that it takes our breath away and we respond with adulation, worship, and the giving of our best. If you've lost the wonder of who God is, the Holy Spirit can help you. If you've started hoarding rather than opening your hand and giving your best to God, the Holy Spirit can help you. And he won't help you by scolding you. He won't help you by dumping buckets of shame on you. He won't help you by disciplining you or rebuking you. He'll help you by helping you to see the majesty of God. For that's what invites obedience and generosity. God bless you. Have a great week as you follow that Spirit and come to greater appreciate the majesty of God.